SLP's Patsy McLoone with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Some of your election posters ended up in these bonfires, is that right?
Yes, well, I suppose it pales into a bit of insignificance when we compare it to losing your home, as things happened in the Shankill Road last night, and that's one of the consequences, the inevitable consequences of having these dangerous things beside people's homes. And I have been dealing in my own constituency with situations like that too. I've been on to police regularly about it, trying to work and represent residents as best we can, but in those areas where, and it's not every area where they're disrespectful, where they're dangerous, which is this, but in those areas, I think it's really come to the stage now where there has to be a sharper attitude taken by police, the Environment Agency, and indeed legislatively through the Assembly to tackle these issues.
Yeah, it's an election poster on a bonfire. What do you think they're trying to say, putting that on the bonfire? Does it really frighten you?
Well, no, it's very disrespectful. Well, aside from the fact that legally it's private property, and as well as anything else, but it's yes to an element that says that people are prepared to hate you so much that they want to burn your poster. And this has happened, has been reported to me by people in Cookstown and also in Maharafelt. Coincidentally, by a former member of the UDR who was so disgusted with it that he contacted me to say, I'm deeply sorry about this. These people do not represent me or what his form of unionism and loyalism stands for. So there are decent people, right?
I guess what I'm trying to ask, Patsy, and I need to be careful. I'm certainly not condoning what they're doing, obviously. But do you think there is a deeper meaning in that? Are they really trying to say they despise you? And by the way, there were Sinn Féin election posters, there were Alliance election posters too. Or do you think they nearly see it as a joke, a wind-up, you know, they two fingers up to the establishment, but that's it?
No, I don't see it as that because most people relay back to me that these people who are doing this are associated with the fringe elements of loyalist paramilitaries. So they really don't tend to do things as a joke. Around about this time of the year, they use this as an element of control, an element of flexing their muscles.
So what signal, what do you read then? Someone putting your election poster in a bonfire, what do you read from that? What are they trying to tell you?
Basically, hatred. That's what that says to me, because as well as that, in those bonfire sites where you have the likes of, say, effigies of various people, whether it be the Pope or indeed there have been Republican paramilitaries placed on them as well, or indeed emblems of the Catholic Church, statues and the likes. That just says to me, I despise what you stand for, and we despise it to the point, whenever you burn something like that, you're basically saying, everything that you stand for, I hate it so much that I want to burn it. And thank God not everybody's like that, and it's a small element. But that small element, by doing what they're doing, they're trying to inflame tensions, they're trying to exert control, and basically they're jeopardising and putting people at risk, particularly in those instances where those bonfires are very close to properties, as we witnessed last night.
Yeah. Martin McGuinness tweeted earlier this week on bonfires, he said that he was respecting the police independence and judgment on how to deal with these, what he described as hate crimes, pastime, when intervention is required. Did you report yours to the police?
Yes, and the police I've just had an update there this morning that the police took photographic and video evidence around the bonfires, and there's an ongoing investigation.
Okay. Okay, Patsy, thank you very much. Okay. Nice to talk to you this morning. Brian's a banger. Morning, Brian. Morning, Brian. Brian's not there. Norman. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I don't know why they're all saying we need to sit down and talk. When I was a young lad 50 years ago, building fires ahead of Tate Avenue Bridge, yes, they used to have to come out the fire brigade and hose all the roofs down of the houses nearby because the rafters were smouldering. Now, any common sense would tell you, if you build a massive fire near homes, the rafters is the first thing that'll catch fire. And the rafters could be smouldering away, and the people living in the homes wouldn't even know they were smouldering. But the council are to blame, Stephen, because they're afraid to move the fires till spare ground in case the bully boys sat on them and residents are afraid to speak out in case they get their windows.
Well, it depends who's land it is, isn't it? First of all, it might not be the council's responsibility. Secondly, even if it is, imagine being a not a very well-paid council worker and being asked to go in and move all of that.
This is why they don't move them, Stephen. We have a fire here in Bangor.
Do you blame them?
It's an open land, Stephen. It's not near the homes, and that's where all fires should be. But I don't blame the council workers. The bully boys control the fires, and that's what's wrong. Nobody's afraid to take a decision to move the fires, and the residents are afraid to speak out in case they get their windows put in. And that's the facts.
Brian in Bangor. Norman, thank you. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I think it's an absolute shame. I happened to watch the bonfire on the BBC website there, the one last year on at Chopin Street. I saw how the fire collapsed. I think it's an absolute shame. We're now letting young people dictate the laws between bonfires, even public drinking. What's being done? And what are the politicians doing and those in authority doing about it? They're an absolute disgrace. What's being done about it? In Northern Ireland, the same problems. Year after year, it's a Patrick's Day, 12th and 13th of July. What's being done about it? And also there...
It's a tricky one, this, isn't it? Because too much intervention can make things worse.
I mean, I think it's time for change, Stephen. You know, this can't go on. There's even burning tires.
What about the many thousands of people last night that would have enjoyed that would have brought their children out to what they see as a family cultural event? What about the bonfires throughout Northern Ireland, which were, they caused no damage, they were built within the agreements set down with the local councillors. What about all of those people this morning?
Yes, well, kind of, because as a fire ever safe? I mean, how tall do they need to be? Do they need to be 100 feet tall, 200 feet tall, you know? They're going over extremes in Northern Ireland. It's an absolute shame. And then, like of today... About you go for a walk there around the town, and maybe tonight all you see about our society is drink bottles, beer bottles here and there. That's another problem in Northern Ireland. It's our attitude to the environment. No one cares.
Okay.
It's very sad. And I just think our society, Stephen, is getting more sinful, more ungodly, more corrupt. That's the way our country's going. There's no respect for individuals, no respect for different faiths.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Morning to you. 20 to 10, 030 30 80, 55, 55. The text 81771 at Stephen Nolan on Twitter today. So it's interesting, isn't it, that there will be two schools of thought about last night. Pretty successful, enjoyable night for quite a few of you and others. Find it abhorrent, don't want to go anywhere near it. And then think of the people, those couple of people on the Shankill Road. They've had their homes burnt out now. This is the next of it. And we're hearing this morning that maybe that was unpredictable because people didn't know what way the wind was going to blow.